The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the real. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, the podcast where we come together with real talk about real issues and struggles in life, relationships, and of course in business on purpose. I am your host, Edna White, and today our guest is Kendria Johnson. She is she's a business owner, an author, a speaker, and she is the creator of Teach for Life Training. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you, Miss Edna? I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm doing great.
We've been having some pre-show talk, and we're really fired up to talk today. So how do you show up in the world?
How do I show up in the world with bells on?
Woo!
I was not made to be a copy, so I must be an original everywhere I go. Right?
Everywhere.
Exactly. And I am determined to be a thermostat. I am going to set the temperature when I walk into the room.
All right, now. Set the temperature. Right. So set the temperature for us today on Keeping It Real on Purpose. Set the temperature. Right. What is it that you really want to get out to the world today? Because I know you have so many amazing accomplishments. But what is it that you really want to bring out to the world today?
Oh, today? I just want to speak to someone, and I'm hoping someone is listening, that's having some trouble with their self-talk.
Okay.
That self-talk is the number one culprit of some of the things that are happening in the atmosphere by which we live. You know, we create the experience that we have on this planet.
Uh-huh.
People still don't believe that. And after everything we've read and seen, and books have been written, and The Secret, and all the things that we've seen in the world, we still don't believe that we are in control of our own destiny. We are the artist.
We are.
Are the pen, but we have the pen. We create what we want. You know, if you believe in God, yes, that's great. And he's the author and the finisher of our faith. However, the power of what you do lies within you.
Yeah.
I know these are buzzwords and catchphrases and people have heard it, but you're going to hear it again from me. because I am a living, walking, written witness that I create the experience in my life. Something as simple as, oh, I can't wait to get that chocolate chip cookie later on today. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to get a chocolate. I've been thinking about a chocolate chip cookie all day, and I was wondering how, I was thinking about how I'm going to eat it and what it's going to taste like and mm-hmm. how it's going to melt in my mouth. It's going to be soft in the middle and hard on the side. And sure enough, when I got home, there was 6 o'clock. There was a buy one, get one. And I got, guess what? A chocolate chip cookie. Now, something as silly as that
right.
tells me that the universe is listening, that I have so much power
yeah.
in what I think,
yeah.
what I imagine, mm-hmm. and what I say to myself, mm-hmm. that I can create a chocolate chip cookie made just for me, free of charge,
yeah.
because I ordered something.
Yeah. And you know right? what? You made me think of this. When I first started my journey on manifesting, learning yes. how to manifest, I started with, let me see a penny every day. That's what I wanted. I said to myself, and every day I said, I saw a penny. Then I said, maybe, you know, we always see pennies everywhere. Let me see a nickel every day.
Right.
And I worked myself up, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, I am the creator. And it didn't take me like months and years. I did this. I was like, oh, and I started noticing it. I was like, oh, let me try this today. You know, the next weekend, let me try that. And it literally, just what you said, I have a taste for a chocolate chip cookie. And the universe makes way for you to have it free mm-hmm. of charge. Mm-hmm. Free of charge.
Free charge. It was a BOGO. I buy something I didn't need and got it. Free of charge, absolutely.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was buying something for someone else. It was a bakery item, and I bought it for somebody else's birthday tomorrow, and they're like, oh, we're giving away free cookies. Well, I appreciate that. I need to buy So, Ms. Anna, just and that's a silly example. However, it is very powerful.
It is.
Because what I am seeing here is that people are saying the most ugly things about themselves.
Yes.
And then they complain about the way they're being treated in the world.
Yep.
You asked me how I show up. How other people are showing up is they're negative, they're fault finding, backbiting, they're you know, they're grouchy, they're mm-hmm. You know, and then they complain about how people treat them.
Right.
And I can't get them to make the connection. I try. I do my very best to try. I had a cold conversation mm-hmm. with a gentleman I've never met.
Right.
On a clubhouse last week, because he was saying out loud mm-hmm. that he doesn't believe in doing for other asking for help, but he will help other people. And I was like, that's just the most ignorant statement I've ever heard in my
that's
life.
That's so derogatory.
I've never heard anything so ignorant all my life. And I said that in a room full of people. I said, that's ignorant. I said, what you're saying to yourself mm-hmm. is that you give charity, but charity is wrong for asking and receiving yeah. things. But you give things away. So you're just as evil be giving things away than you are just for not asking for it. I said, God is not like that. I said, the universe wants you to have whatever it is that you want. And I said, it's evil not to ask for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
People around you want to bless you every day. And you're saying no to them, blocking them.
Yeah.
And I was like, he thought he was sitting on the high moral ground. And I put him all the way down to the level. And I said, mm-hmm. you need to seriously reconsider your self-image. I said, there's something about you that feels like you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with your deserve levels. You need to go in there and check that out. And it was, you could hear a pin drop in that room. Because mm-hmm. I laid into him and I said, that's the harmful thing that we do to ourselves. Now, he walking around mad because he ain't got nothing.
Right.
Ain't nobody doing nothing for him. Nobody's paying attention to his struggle. No one cares about what he's struggling with because you don't receive help. I guarantee you someone's tried to help you and you didn't want it.
Yeah.
So your pride, either you're going to be one of the things. You're either going to be sitting with your pride or you're going to be sitting
alone,
you know, with the things that you want. Yeah, with the things that you want.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly.
Those mouths don't get fed.
So nope.
My grandmother said it.
Yeah.
Those mouths don't get fed.
So well,
whatever it is that you're asking for, you're never going to get
never
it.
Never going to get it. It's true. I mean, just a day, and this is what I get with the Bible beaters. And I say to them, yeah, I've been that route. I've been an evangelist for 20 something years. Can't stop it, but that I've been, you know, okay. But if you believe the Bible and you're not, it says ask. You're not asking. I don't get it. You know, you're not doing what you say you believe in. So that makes me confused.
It confuses me. And it, money is the root of all. I don't know why y'all always want money.
But they didn't read the whole thing.
The church is always asking for money. So you
exactly. What does that mean?
For me for money.
Thank you. What does that even mean? If it's the root of all evil, why are you asking for it?
Why are you asking for money then? You're always having a bake sale. That means you
change. Come on.
What you want, favors? For the bake, for the bakeries?
Don't get me started with this. Yeah, get me started. Please get me started, yeah. Kendria. Please.
Yeah, because it gets me started.
Get me started.
So every time I run into someone who I hear, because I can hear it, ding, 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 my little radar goes off. Mm-hmm. When I listen to their conversations about what it is they're not getting,
right.
What it is they're not receiving, mm-hmm. How they're being mistreated at work, and how they don't like this, and how they don't like that,
right.
And every man that they've ever met has been no good. Well, what are you speaking?
Yeah.
What are you speaking into existence? What are you talking about on these dates? What are you asking before you even go out on the date? What are you saying to yourself?
Right. What is it? What are you saying? Yes.
What are you saying to yourself?
Why are you going on the date?
Are you ugly? Do you think you're fat?
Yes.
And you get these men that treat you that way. You get a man that treats you that way. The way you feel about yourself, you're attracting that. And I can get some people to see it, but some people just are so stubborn and so bullheaded. And what it is they're comfortable
mm-hmm.
with that self-hatred. They're yeah. comfortable with it.
They're uncomfortably comfortable.
They're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And so when someone like me comes along and says, that's you.
Yep.
You're just bringing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to hear that. They want to hear that the universe needs to change. You have to change first. And everything around you will change.
The universe listens to your, yeah, the universe listens to, first of all, we got to go back to what we are energy. Point blank, right. We're energy. So anything that's energy comes out of us, the universe is going to respond to. It's just going to respond to. So if you're ambiguous, guess what's going
to
happen? The universe is going
to
be, don't know what you want. And you're going
to
always get what you don't want or what you're not sure of, or you're not going to get it all. Because the universe understands strategicness, it understands directiveness, it understands conciseness.
Yes.
So, if you want a yellow car with eyelashes on it, a buggy style, whatever you want, you gotta say. I did.
She wouldn't want that though.
I'm just saying.
My business. What you want is not my business. Go for it. That's what you want. Go for it.
Right. No, it's not my. I don't want that. I'm just saying if you want, you know. But yeah, if you want, we got to be very specific.
Funny.
Because if you go back to the Bible, if you go back to the Bible, and you go where God is instructing Noah to build this ark to save everybody, it ain't saying just go out there and build it. He told him how big, how long, how what pieces to put there, what kind of wood. He did it all. And you have to go by instruction. So universe has to go by instruction from you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So tell us more.
Someone was asking me, and because I talk to people every day. When I leave this conversation, I'm going to go to another conversation.
Okay.
I love it. Like, especially talking about me and talking about stuff going on with me. But he asked me, he was like, you met them? I said, because I woke up that morning saying, I'm going to get into the room with
mm-hmm.
XYZ.
Right.
These people who are in charge of XYZ, because I am going to be heard. So
mm-hmm.
I was at a conference, an educators conference, and I was last minute. They got me in last minute. They let me come in.
Oh, wow.
I barely had a table. So I got in,
mm-hmm.
and the lady said, we're having another conference in January. Oh, but that's for leaders only. It's not for just regular teachers. It's for leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to get in there. You ain't said nothing. You ain't said that like it mattered. I'm
mm-hmm.
And so it reiterated what she said and walked off. The lady worked with her came right behind her and says, what's your name? Give me your email address. You come into that conference. And she said, if you want to sell these books at your conference and have a booth, just call me. Don't call her. Call me. Because if you want to be in that room, you can be in that room. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Because I woke up that morning. That didn't start there.
Yeah.
That conversation didn't start there. That conversation started a week before.
Right.
What
you wanted.
In.
Yeah.
I said, when I get to this conference, I'm going to meet somebody in charge.
Yeah, what you want. Right, right, right.
Next conference.
That's right.
The next conference, I'm going to meet somebody that's in charge of that conference. I'm going to that one, too. I had already started intentioning that in my brain
right.
to bring that thing to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell people that, they always think it's some kind of magic formula. It is,
it is not.
I am not special.
It's
I am not.
Not
special.
No one is special bold. About asking. That. See, that's what everyone needs to get. Audience, you all need to get this. What Kendria is saying If there's misery going on in your life, guess who's creating it? No one else around you. You are. You are.
Created it.
You're creating
it. Orchestra of it.
Yeah, you're orchestrating it. And if you're receiving and everything's drawn to you that is good, you're creating it. So no one is doing it. And it doesn't mean that because you're religious, doesn't mean because you're a Buddhist, it all starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. It doesn't matter what race you are. It all starts in the mind.
It absolutely does. Yep. We are self-sustaining.
Yes. Say that loud. No, I'm going to hashtag that. Hashtag self-sustaining. Everybody, hashtag
self-sustaining creators. So you are creating your own atmosphere. Then you look at someone else who has something you want and you think they're quote unquote lucky.
No, or blessed. Let's use that word. I want you to get to that word blessed, please. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Blessed and highly favored. Then you get jealous because you think that you're not highly favored and you're not blessed. I stopped the whole conversation in its tracks the other day, last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, when they said something like, what is your dream? What do you dream about being where you want to be? I said, I am where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living my dream right now. Hello.
Yeah.
I said, when I get off this phone, I'm going to get into a really, really nice queen size bed with a memory foam mattress. That's someone's dream, though. You laughing, but that's
somebody
wish they had a really nice
bed to sleep
on.
In. Yeah,
they sleep in somewhere. You know, they don't want to sleep or under a
exactly.
bridge somewhere.
Exactly.
I'm living someone's dream, so I'm happy with the dream I am right now.
Exactly.
I'm walking, talking dream. If you continue to, I said, ladies and gentlemen, whoever's listening on this phone call, if you are continuing to say, well, when I get, where I get, once I get, when these kids grow up, you will never experience the fullness.
No.
Of what you're supposed to have, because
nope.
you are blessed. You are someone's dream right now. I'm living it right now. I can name 20 things that right now that I have manifested over the last 20 years to get that I'm living real with right now.
Yeah,
I can barely keep up with the universe. I'm writing down so many things that I
know.
Need to do, right?
Me too. Amen on that one. Amen. It's marvelous, marvelous. So what could you tell?
What I need to get people to stop doing.
Yes, go ahead.
What I want people to stop doing.
Yes.
Is I want people to stop looking left and looking right.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at that mirror. Stop looking left and looking right. Stop looking at other people, comparing yourself to them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying too hard to be other people. You're trying too hard to have what other people have. What makes you happy?
And what do you really want? You might even not want that.
That's why you ain't got it.
Yeah.
Easy. Can you figure that out? I need these people.
The reason why you don't have it is because you don't really want it, and you don't know what you really want. That's
you don't
really
know what you really want.
No.
Because I got it. I got it right here. I'm sitting here in it.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
I really want, I'm sitting here in it, right here.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And it's my sandbox, right? It's my sandbox.
I love it. I love it. I love my sandbox.
Yeah, I love my sandbox. Ooh.
And somebody where you are right now, in your atmosphere, in your trajectory, wherever you are, someone wants what you have.
Yeah, they want it.
I promise you that.
They
you
do.
You try to figure out why you're miserable and somebody wants your misery.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They do. But you are the creator. So what could you tell my audience to how they can start to create? You know, give us one or two steps that they can start to create this life that they should be creating.
They should be familiar with what I'm about to say, but people just need to hear it from a different mouth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
From a different color, I think. I think if you listen to someone like me, it resonates.
Yeah.
But when you hear it from, you know, Susan Sunshine, you think she's making it up. You think she is. She's not. She's not. She's telling you the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you need to do is start writing down what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Make your list and make it known and make it specific.
Mm-hmm.
Make it specific. You know, what kind of car do you want? What was that bug you wanted with the eyelashes?
With the eyelashes, yellow with the eyelashes.
Yeah. That's what you want. You write that thing down and say, this is what I want. Okay, now watch this. Tell yourself what you will do to get it.
Right.
What are you going to do to get it? Are you
going
to be patient? Are you going to work every day? Are you going to, you know, make sure the insurance is paid on it? You're going to, you know, Research all of that. Get all mm-hmm. that stuff that goes along with taking care of mm-hmm. that thing that you want. I'm using the car, but you know, whoever's listening, they know what they want.
Yeah.
It's going to be a house or a car.
What are you willing to do?
Maybe a mate. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What are you willing to do?
Maybe it's a mate. Maybe it's somebody you want to bring into your life. All mm-hmm. right. What are you willing to do? Write it down first, and then what are you willing to do? Oh, Kendra, I didn't already done that list thing. It don't work. It didn't work because you don't believe in it.
Yeah, you go.
You making lists off of superficial things. As you get older, you're supposed to grow.
Right.
So my list is not superficial. It ain't about how tall he is and how fine he is. It's about what's in the inside of him and how he treats me and how I feel when I leave his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that are on my list now. It ain't got nothing to do with what he look like.
Mm-mm.
So now, then once you write those things down.
Well, can I stop you for a minute, Kendria?
Sure.
Can you make the distinction between writing something down and a vision board?
Oh. To me, because there's not a whole lot of writing on my vision board. It's just pictures of things that I want.
Right.
My journal, though, is very private. It's just between me, you know, mm-hmm, and my creator.
Right. Uh-huh.
So my vision board is just a picture of how I see it.
Right.
A picture of what I see.
Right.
And then my writing is just literally, let me think of something. It's right here. My dream book is right here.
Mm-hmm.
It is right here. I have a business plan in here, and it has maps on it
mm-hmm.
about all the kinds of people that I'm supposed to attract and what I'm supposed
right.
to make
right.
from each one of those people.
Right.
And then those people are going to put me in contact with those people,
right.
and I'm going to make that kind of money. And
gotcha.
In 1 year's time, I'll be able to trademark what I have and then be able to sell contracts. It's all here.
Okay.
I have a fake contract in here and everything.
Okay.
So
okay.
fake contract signed by me, everything, and a fake check.
So you, what you're really saying to me, that those two things, because I know in order for me to get the car that I wanted a Mini Cooper Countryman. And I saw one with was white and black with stripes, and I wanted it. And that's what I put up on my vision board. But I went past that vision, and I went and sat in it. And I
Ooh.
Smelled it. Yeah, I smelled it.
You next level. You, next level. You can hang out. Because I'd have been to the Bentley dealership myself.
And I smelled it, and I drove it around, and I got the feel of it. The same thing with... I had issues with money. So, generationally, I had issues with holding money. So what I did was, and I had put away all this money. So I asked a lady, can I withdraw, you know, all of it? And she said, all of it? I said, yeah, just all of it. You know, I withdrew it. She gave, and then she says, how do you want it? And I said, in large bills. So I got it in large bills, right? And I went over to she gave it to me. I went over to the desk and I literally said, could I, you know, sit at one of the desks because it was empty. And she said, no, sure. And I sat there and I was feeling on it. Now I didn't care what nobody was looking at. I didn't care. I just took it and I was feeling it because I had such a angst against money, you know, like it traumatically it was part of something. It was a bargaining tool for my perpetrator. So I shunned away from it for many years. And this day, I was like all in it. I was just moving it around, holding it, smelling it, right? Then I was like, I put it all back in the order she gave it to me. And I walked back over. I said, could you put it back in? And she looked at me. She said, of course. And everybody was watching me. But it was for me to get over my fear of money and be able to smell and feel money for what it was and not a tool against me. But this is what I did. So visualization and writing it down are so very important, and being
they
part
so
of the
important.
Action. They're important.
And you'll watch your intentions.
Yes.
Watch your intentions, because with the mate situation, I it's easy for me to meet men. That's never been a problem.
Yeah, me neither.
But I make room in my life for them. There's a closet just empty, waiting on him to get in.
Yes, the right one, right? Just empty.
Yes, the right one. I've met several. I meet all of them. They come to them, and I can't get them off of him. But they met the right one.
Right.
Yes, when he gets here, he's got a place in my house.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's got a space downstairs in the parking lot.
I count all the ones I meet, and it doesn't work out. Practice.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're very good practice.
Very good, very practice. Good.
At rejecting people.
But, yeah. Saying, learning my no's and learning my boundaries.
This is just not it. But you're the one I've been dreaming for. But I haven't been dreaming about you, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're sure.
Yeah.
So we got one and two down, right? Writing and visualizing, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, watch the things that you're saying. We started the conversation.
Oh, good. That's good.
You have to watch what you're saying about yourself. So this cookie I ate, take my weight, for example. This cookie I just ate. I ate that cookie, and I loved it, and I ate on it, and I and right before I got online with you, I just was like, that's a good cookie. And later on, I'm going to still be thinking about that cookie. But that's it. Because what I was saying for a while was, I wanted to lose weight, and I'd go and exercise and work out, go to the gym, and then I'd call myself fat. Oh, I'm so fat. Look at this. Ugh,
right.
Look at all this fat. Fat. Universe don't care nothing about what I said. All it hears is, oh, well, you just want to be fat.
Yeah.
We're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Manifest it on your body no matter what you
do. No matter what you do.
I'm working and sweating, and I lost every bit of 6 pounds. Every woman know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. I know.
6 pounds, and I done walked and worked and sweated and worked out, and it was because of what I was saying. Once I stopped saying that, because I outlawed the word, once I stopped saying that and started saying, look how fine I ain't got.
Yep.
Look at that little waist. Then the weight started to come off.
Yep.
Then I was more intentional about the stuff that I wanted instead of, you know, like, trying to deprive myself of things that I couldn't have.
Yeah.
So I just had that one cookie.
Yeah.
That one cookie. That's all it gave me anyway. But that's that one cookie I had. It's true. That cookie. You know what I'm saying? Because normally you're like, I can't eat cookies. Cookies are bad. Cookies.
Yeah. Everything's bad. Everything's bad for you.
You eat a whole box, though.
Yeah.
When you get a cookie, you eat a whole box.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I want a chocolate chip cookie. I've been saying that this morning. I want a chocolate chip cookie. So I'm going to eat this fruit like it's a chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I want a warm, fuzzy. I want it to be soft on the inside and hard on the outside. And I want it to be a little warm, and I want it to be soft when I open it up. And sure enough, that's what the cookie I got. Trying to do something for someone else. It came with them.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we know how to manifest. And, you know, I'm really having a great conversation with you. And I know my audience is really going to give a great gem from what you're saying. How can we find you? And, you know, I know you're on social media, but give my audience, you know, an idea where they can find you.
Well, my personal website has everything. It has social media contacts, my email, even my phone number. Please be, you know, mindful of the time difference on that phone number. Emails and text messages.
Because she is in Texas and we're in New York, so make sure.
Yeah. No, I'm in the Middle East. I live in the Middle East.
Oh, goodness. So you better be very careful, very careful.
Yeah. But it's fine. But everything is on my website. My website is www.imkendria.com. So that's imkendria.com. No slashes, no dots, no anything. But if you go on that website, everything about me is there. Books are there. There's an excerpt from my book.
Okay.
My courses are there. There's a free course on the second page is there. And then my contact information, all of that, those things are there. So I think that's a good lead in for anything you would want to know about me to meet me further.
Great. That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Well, we will have that information available, audience, to you on the podcast. So you'll have that information in the comments, so you'll be able to reach out to Kendria. Is there any final words, Kendria? I know you said a lot, but any final words that you want to encourage any woman that's listening today, any man that's listening today, that you'd like to leave with us?
I don't know who's heard this before, but I'm going to speak it again because I think about it every day.
Okay.
So you're at the end of your life, and, you know, most people want to see their relatives, people that have passed on. But what if the person at the end of your life and the person that's waiting for you on the other side is the person you're supposed to be? Are they going to be happy with you? Because I don't want to disappoint that person.
Yeah.
I want to be able to high five myself, my grandmother, whoever else is waiting on me, like, I did that thing.
Right.
I did the best with that life that was given to me.
Mm.
I don't want to see on the back of my people shaking their head like, you knew better than that.
Right.
You knew better than that. Why'd you throw your life away for this and then that? I gave you this and I gave you that and I gave you. What was you thinking? What? Be grateful for it. now, today. Be grateful for it. You're living someone's dream. You don't see it, but you are. You're living someone else's dream. Mm-hmm. I am my ancestors, you know, best dreams. Yeah. I'm a manifestation of everything they wish they could have been.
That's really good.
And so I have to take that and be like, run with it. Okay? And not waste it. That's what keeps me going.
That's really good. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's that rang true for me. Really true. So we thank you for being here, Kendria Johnson, and thank you for spending this time with us, and we hope to see you again.
Oh, absolutely.
Real soon.
Whenever you need me.
So we can have this like this unending conversation, because I got to have this with you. I got to have this conversation so I could be laughing, saying, I've been saying that. Keep going. Keep going.
She's going to be like, girl, you need to get on the ball. You need to get on it. Now, if she says she give you a thumbs up, then you know you're doing what's right. But if she says you need to come on there, got stuff to do.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a really fun time. And audience, I hope that this really blesses you because it has blessed me. All right. This is the end of the show. And I'm going to say goodbye. I'm Edna White, your host. And my guest today, Kendria Johnson, are saying goodbye for now. Bye now.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.